There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gets people triggered more. Kyle Shanahan or Steve Kerr. It's not a... We can have a conversation later, but it's just...
Shanahan.
Steve Kerr, Shanahan?
It's Shanahan.
You sure it's Shanahan?
Because Shanahan has the elusive thing that Steve Kerr has four of.
Right.
So I think that the most normal thinking, like, okay, so Sam and I had this conversation earlier in the week. And I can't say enough. Like, we always just, why would you want to fire Shanahan? No one is saying we're firing Shanahan. But the only way to hold him accountable is to criticize him as a fan. No one's saying run them out of town. It's just like, we don't agree with this. And because you're so good at what you do, we expect you to know some right. of your own limitations and flaws. Kerr, the same thing. I think we hold Kerr to a higher standard because we think he's really good. Like if he was, for example, Bob Melvin, I say 888-97 Bob Melvin. What do people like? I don't care. He's not even close to good enough. The team is not even close to good enough to evoke an emotion, right? Like we critique heavily the ones that we actually think are good. Or if they just play quarterback, period. Right.
Steve Kerr was getting blasted for the Olympic Games. I couldn't believe it. Coaching in the Olympics, he was getting blasted. Like, I don't know.
Mike D'Antoni would get blasted too, coaching the Olympics.
Yeah, but Steve Kerr is, I think it's on another level with Steve Kerr. Maybe because I'm in it and I see Warriors Twitter. I see a lot of it, but boy.
When I go to, you go to way more games than me, but when I go to Warrior games, I don't like waiting in line as I'm coming through the, you know, the gates, like, huh, this Steve Kerr, what a bum. You know what I mean? Like nobody talks like that. And the same thing with Shanahan. Now, at times during the game, when you're watching it, you're like, run, throw, you know, challenge. Like people will scream those things when you go to the game, but that's more the nature of football.
Well, there's people who scream at Chase Center. I don't like this rotation, Steve. I don't like this lineup. Why are we playing this guy?
Yeah, but
why'd you take him out?
That's a far cry from
right.
You need to go. I mean, that's called
no, it is. But critiquing. I'm just saying, yeah, it is critiquing. But they both get heat. It's basically what I'm making a point. It's like Steve Kerr's won four championships, and the heat he gets, you think he won 20 games a season.
But it's the only way people can hold him accountable is to critique him, right? That's literally because we know he's not going anywhere. We don't want him to go anywhere. I think 95 or more percent, and this is just an uneducated, you know, throw of the dart. Want him to be the coach as long as he can now. But the point, like, eventually you got to win one. I don't know when that point is, but it's like the only way to hold him accountable is to air your grievances.
Man, in 2021, people were saying Shanahan should fire himself.
Well, that...
I mean, like, I know it's ridiculous, but to say that there's not people who think like that, there's not people who... I get the criticism aspect of it, but it's fascinating to me that these guys have been wildly successful and they get ridiculed as they're winning five games a season.
Jesus had haters, Monte. Yeah,
no, I hear that. But no, the heat is on. Like, Shanahan literally gets blamed for a Super Bowl loss in which he was the offensive and the coordinator for in a game in which his offense helped the team get a 28-3 lead. A 28-3 lead, and he still gets to play. So it's just a little weird to me, that's all.
Bill Belichick had four titles at that point. Maybe it was three, I think, at that point. When he lost both those times to the New York Giants, he was crushed. crushed. You let Eli Manning, you let them beat you?
Brady too. I mean,
so I don't know. I think this goes with the territory. I think this is just a part of it.
Yeah, it is. Also, the said I was able to go put on YouTube. Pate, you've been successful. You get criticism. You damn right I do.
Shut you talking to me.
You damn right. I guess anybody can catch a stray.
You can't in America, like as we're in an election, you can't get Americans to agree on anything.
No, you can't.
Look at your own family, right? Your own family, you know? I mean, come on.
David Frisno.
Everybody's family's crazy.
David Frisno, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Mr. Shasky, you gonna say it's been successful, right? This regime, it's been successful.
I would say, yeah, they've won 8 playoff games, and I know they haven't won the ultimate one, but yeah, I'd say they're the third most successful, at minimum, third or fourth most successful team in the last 5 years, and that's a pretty basic statement, I think.
Okay, that's fair. You know, what I think is going on here, and this is just my opinion, I think we look at this regime and it's better than Tom Sula and Chip Kelly, so we're trying to hold on to that. We know what them dog days look like, so yeah, right now this is successful for me. I've been a Niner fan since Candlestick, and this wouldn't fly back in those days, but you know, we are what we got, and like you just said, nobody's saying fire Shanahan. We just want some accountability, but there were some great points made this morning, and I think people have been saying this for years, and like people like me or even Patrick Peterson bringing up, was like, how dare you challenge the great Kyle Shanahan and look at all the NFC championships and Super Bowls, where if you really look at it, like Bonte said, yeah, we've gotten there, but when we get there, we get exposed. There's no counter-react to another team figuring out our predictable offense, you know, and those are fair points. You know, and I just think people need to sit back and you're going to put Shanahan on this pedestal. He's the second best coach. He's a genius. Well, okay, now we got to poke holes, because if you're going to be on that pedestal, now everybody can see you. Now let's see what's really he about, you know, and I'm not saying fire him, but he needs to show more leadership, a better ability to adapt, you know, and like I said, you guys made some great points today.
You
made some great points.
Dave,
I'm
looking at your call here. It says, don't think we have been successful under Shanahan. Now, I don't think you mean that, but what would lead you to believe that they haven't been successful under Shanahan because of what happened in the 90s and 80s under Eddie D and Bill Walsh and Seifert and all those guys?
No, I honestly feel like we've took advantage of a kind of underwhelmed NFC. You know, I think all the elite teams are in the AFC. So we've been the dominant team in the NFC, and that equated to all the wins and the, you know, the 12, 13 wins. But I feel like we play the Ravens, we play the Bengals, we play the Chiefs, we play the Bills. It's like a boat race. You know what I'm saying? So against those elite teams, we haven't been that good. You know, I know it was close against Kansas City this Super Bowl, but I feel like against the elite teams, we haven't been that good. So, yeah, we've beaten the Rams. We've beaten the Eagles. We've beaten the Cowboys. You know, we've beaten the up-and-coming Lions last year. But teams are getting better, you know, and I feel like it's the same offense since Shanahan took over.
All right, Dave. That's his point. I don't think Shasky agrees. I'm looking at his face right now. He's got a blank stare.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, yeah, the Chiefs have our number. Like, there's just no, I have no rebuttal because it's factually correct. They haven't won the ultimate one. I'm just a big believer in it's really hard to win it all. And knocking on the door year after year after year, there's something to be said for that. No, it's not the ultimate prize. I do think part of the journey has been special. They haven't completed the mission. I know that that negates some stuff, but for me, it doesn't negate everything. I want them to win the ultimate prize, but I'm not going to start like, oh my God, what an unmitigated disaster. Like, there's a combination of philosophical things that have caught up to them, ball not bouncing their way, them not making the most of opportunities, one of the greatest players of all time with one of the great coaches of all time, having their run simultaneously while you're really good. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now, and it just sucks that we feel very snake bitten by them particular. Because if you win one of the two, like, the whole thing gets viewed so different.
Yeah, the conversation's completely different. And I think what I don't want to happen is I want Kyle to win one bad with the 49ers. I want him to win one bad. And if he wins it with Brock Purdy, even greater. Because that would be one of the greatest stories in North American sports history to have the last pick of an NFL draft win a Super Bowl. That would be unbelievable. But if they don't win, you know what I'm going to come back to during the Shanahan era? What I'm going to come back to is that he couldn't figure out the quarterback position. He couldn't set himself on the quarterback position. Because the first 5 years of his tenure, it felt like we were playing quarterback roulette. Do you love Jimmy? Do you not love Jimmy? Do you like Jimmy? Do you not like Jimmy? Okay, I'm going to trade for Trey, but I don't think he's ready, so I'm not going to go. You know, it's just, I think that is looming here. That's why I want Purdy to be successful. I want Purdy to end up making $60 million. I want to have a quarterback. Like, this past offseason was refreshing in a way that we didn't have to talk about the quarterback. We knew who the quarterback was.
Do you think they lost this last Super Bowl? This isn't even a fair question, but like, you think they lost it because of quarterback play?
There was a combination of things. But I go back to what you said right after Allegiant Stadium and watching the game back. When you said the difference was when their quarterback had to make a great play, he did. Ours didn't. And I go back to Super Bowl.
But his coach also because of the situation in the game, they went for it on 4th-and-2. We kicked the field goal on 4th-and-3.
Yeah, there's a combination of things. But when it covers zero blitz on 3rd-and-5 and Shanahan before the play is like, we're going to have McCaffrey here. We're going to have McCaffrey. And Purdy's looking the other way and he throws right into the blitz. And Purdy in the offseason said, boy, I misread that. I should have had, you know, so I just hope that they win one, because if they don't win one, the question I'm going to have is, boy, we just couldn't figure out the quarterback spot. The quarterback spot was just all over the place here. And now we got a decision to make after the season, which we're not there yet. We got the Rams week 3, SoFi Stadium, and we got to see if they win that game, which I do truly believe that. But I'm going to go back to, boy, just doesn't feel like we figured out the quarterback spot. I think that's going to be looming large when it's all said and done, if Kyle doesn't win, if he doesn't
totally
win.
Fair. What if I read you these numbers? 85% quarterback rating, 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in 4 Super Bowl games. Do you know who that is?
Patrick Mahomes.
He threw for 150 yards in the slot. No, granted, he made the plays when they needed him to make the plays, right? But, like, I don't know.
That's why I push back on saying we didn't lose to Mahomes. Our offense that was scoring 30 points a game let us down. They had an opportunity to blow that game away in the first half.
Well, you need both sides of the ball. You need all 3 phases to win one, right?
There's no doubt.
Muffed a punt. They missed an extra point. You know, the defense had certain specific leakages late, right, end of the game, end of overtime. The offensive line collapsed. Like, is it Purdy's fault?
You say Mahomes threw for 150 in that last Super Bowl?
Yeah, so the up until the end.
Oh, because he ended up throwing for 333.
Until the final 2 drives.
333, 34, 46. But no, I agree that the defense did all they could do to shut down the Chiefs in the first half. that's where that game needed to be separated. And didn't happen.
But that's not on Purdy.
It's not all on Purdy. I'm not blaming. I'm not finger pointing at Purdy.
The quarterback let them down. I think they've made the most of their quarterback situation. How many coaches are taking Jimmy G to the Super Bowl? He's the one that built the roster, and Kyle Shanahan. I don't know. I think they've been way more successful just because they haven't won at all. It sucks. I hate hearing it too. I want them to win one to validate everything. You got to win one. But like, Doug Peterson has a Super Bowl, and I'm not taking Doug Peterson at any point over Kyle Shanahan.
Let's go to Samita. Oh, let's go to Samita down to Los Gatos. Long time no talk. What's up, Samita?
Hey guys. Yeah, it's been a while. Happy Friday. I just was thinking about a few weeks ago. I think Bonte, you were on leave or something, and Chasky had like a 30-second poll where he was asking callers, like, where do you think, how many wins do you think the Niners are going to have this season? And my recollection of hearing those calls was a lot of people came down in that 9, 10, maybe 11 wins this season for the Niners. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think that's exactly how the season is going to play out. We got injuries. We got issues. The Vikings looked really good. The Jets, you know, that was a great win, but, you know, it's the Jets. So I think collective wisdom was kind of on point before the season started. And I think that's what we're seeing playing out.
That's very interesting. I remember that show. Me and Spadoni were doing that. We were doing like rat-a-tat-tat. And a lot of people, and it was also right before the Ayuk stuff, I believe. And there's the Trent stuff. A lot of people like 9-10 wins.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.